Hello, everyone. This is Glinda, and welcome to the Blessings of Christ today. You've got me by myself today. Nancy is on a sweet mission for her family. So we wish her happiness and joy as she does that, and she says to tell you she misses being here, and we'll be back next week. So you have me all to yourself today, and let's see if I can do as good a job as Nancy did. She does a wonderful job. But I just want to start by saying hello and happiness, and I'm so glad you're here, and it's a joy for me to be here with you. You know, I think about our call a lot of times during the week and kind of ask for inspiration and what to talk about and, you know, where we're going to go in this. And I get reflections back on things that people have asked me before, because I get emails during the week or texts from people or just calls when they call into the store to place an order. So we chat. And someone asked me not too long ago why we didn't open with a prayer. Well, actually, I just want to say why. We do start our blessing every Sunday with a prayer. But we have a casual entry coming into and feeding into our gathering. We usually start off our blessing with maybe between 12 and 20 people, but we're up to 70 to 100 before it's over. So there's always new people coming in, and I don't want to make people feel bad about coming into the middle of a prayer. And we make our opening part of this service really for as an opportunity for you to share blessings you received, miracles you've experienced, or blessings you need, prayers that you want to be included in by our prayer team and our blessing team, not only today, but during the week as well. This isn't the only time we offer blessings. And just as a reminder to blessing givers that are here now, we are having a special blessing giver call at 2:30 today after we finish the blessing. So that's just a reminder to you. And one more thing to remind is that I did set some pretty specific boundaries last week, because we were neglecting so many people who are expecting a blessing from different places around the world. And some of those people have to come in the early hours of the morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning, to be here. And they come in on WhatsApp. They may not have long to be on it or very long for an internet connection. I've learned that some of them sit outside a restaurant where they could get a Wi-Fi connection, and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. So we don't want to disappoint these people by our chatter that just goes on. I won't say longer than it needs to be, because I think everyone who talks, who speaks, is speaking from your heart. But we just have to remember, we're coming here to place a request to God, and not to teach a lesson. Although so many of you have wonderful things to teach, we're going to get back to our webinars very soon, and we'll have our jam sessions in the middle of the week, and lots of opportunities to share with one another your lessons of life. So we're going to accommodate everything. It's our goal. But we want to honor the purpose for our blessing call today. So we have some people on the line, and not a lot, but actually I think I want to start with a presentation, because I think it is a good message for everyone, and it coordinates with several emails I got this week about people finally having an aha moment about the four square bread. That is part of what I've taught you about being ready for and receiving the blessing. it really puts your heart and mind into a deep coordination with your soul, your reason for being, and your life energy, which is just about everything to do with receiving. So let's just first open with your breath. Your breath was the beginning of your life. And your last breath will be the ending of your physical life. It's very significant. It's not something that you can push aside. And you can't say your heartbeat was the beginning of your life, because your precious little heart began beating within moments of conception. It was the first cell ever created. And as soon as it was created, the blessed little thing started pumping. I'm serious. Your heart was, I would think, I mean, in my mind, I haven't asked Yeshua about this, but he said so many things that are similar to this, is that it was the imprint of God upon your life. It was where God touched this conception that was to become your life and imprinted upon it your reason for living and the very essence of your physical heart and your sacred heart being united for a lifetime. And from what I know about everything I've studied on that, this is a very precious moment, but it couldn't have survived by itself. You began your independent life as an entity of the living with your first breath. And let's see, what is that breath? Well, it's taking in, of course, the gases of the atmosphere that are intended for human consumption, but it's also the breath of life. Life is more than just gases. The energy of life is on a frequency far above anything we have on this planet. It included the breath of life. And the breath of life is what gave you autonomy, independence, and sovereignty over your life. You are the I am of your life. You're the it of your life. And it began with your first breath. So you conducted that, you conveyed that into your body. And your body began to awaken. Your body began to, cry out and stretch your arms and legs and wiggle like a little fish in the water. You were coming fully, fully into your own in the first moments of your life. And every little movement was supported by your breath. So now, let's think about how that works. Really, how does that work? That's what the four square breath is all about. And that's what I want to tell you about, because it has everything to do with your faith, with receiving, with giving, and with utilizing what you take in. So your first breath is an in breath. You take in the life energy that has been given to you. And you take it in. You absorb it into your body. And you are not aware of where it's going. Your little thing, your precious little thing sitting there in the hands of the nurse or the doctor, you don't have any idea where that breath is going. But it knows where to go. It knows how to bring you and your whole body to life. It does. It knows how to do that. And that takes like anywhere from a few seconds to a few minutes. And then you cry. Oh man, I mean, you bellow. You bellow out. You holler. You give that out breath to life. And it's like, I'm here. Listen up, everybody. I'm here. And you have just given the announcement to the world that you've arrived. And you don't know who's in the room, who will hear you, what they will do for you. You just have every faith that it will be something good, that you've been brought into the arms of love, and what will be done will be good. And you inhale more, and then you let that work and bring you more alive, and you exhale more, and you let that work, and then you inhale more. Well, that was the original pattern of your breath when you started your life. Now, as you got on into your life and you became socially connected and consciously connected to your environment, you actually view the same breath, the same pattern of breathing, but you view it a little differently. Because as you become an incorporated member of life and reality, family, friends, and environment, you start by giving into life. You give into it. You give. And this is the first act of charity. You just simply give. You don't know where it will go. You don't know how it will be received. So you wait. You give it a chance to find its destiny in life. Who does it belong to? Where should it go? What should happen with it? And you bring it back into yourself. You take your new breath, bring it back into yourself. You don't know how that's going to affect you. What will it nourish? What will it bring alive now? What will it feed? You give a moment to find out. And then you go through the act again. Now, we do this as a routine before we begin our blessing because we want you to be mindful of your breath. Because your breath is a parody of everything you give and receive in life. Everything. Let me just, and it has to do also with kindness and the giving of good deeds to others and the receiving of them back. Let's just look at something. Just a simple exercise in life. Let's just say you're baking cookies today and you have some extras and you decide you're gonna put them on a plate, cover the plate, and offer them to the neighbors that just moved down the street. So it might be a nice gift. That's an outreach. Okay, and they're glad to meet you at the door. Say, well, thank you so much for thinking about us. And they take the cookies. You don't know much about the neighbors, so you don't know really how they'll receive them. And as it turns out, it's a couple. And they're both diabetic, so they can't eat the cookies. But there's some people coming over to help them with their move-in later on. And they say, well, these cookies will be really nice to give to our friends coming over. So the friends coming over get the cookies. And you have no idea what's going on there. You don't know how it's being received. But it was received graciously. Okay. And you don't even hear from your neighbors for a while, and you wonder, well, gee, I wonder if I did the wrong thing. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe it was intruding on their privacy. You know, we could think all kinds of things. And about 2 weeks later, there's a doorbell ringing, and here's your neighbor, and she's coming with a plate of barbecue. And she just said, you know, we decided to have a cookout today. We thought you might like to have some barbecue. So he said, well, thank you. Oh, that's so nice of you. You get a chance to know each other just a little bit more. And it's really, really nice. And you take the plate, and she doesn't really know what you're going to do with the barbecue. And you didn't tell her that you're a vegetarian. So you're not going to eat that barbecue, but you've got a thought. Your son has wanted to help you do a little work around the house. So you call your son and say, hey, Jim, listen, come on over and help me with this. I've got some barbecue for you. And Jim says, great. I was just going to get something to eat, but I'll come over instead. Okay. So it went a different direction, but it was still loved. And that's the way. Okay. So Jim comes over. He has his barbecue, does his work around the house, and you're ready to give again. But you think, maybe not next time cookies. Somehow, on the etheric plane, you learn. Yeah, maybe not cookies next time. I'll do something else. I'll make a phone call for somebody. And so we go through this cycle, my friends, all the time, on everything. It is the cycle of life. So now let's think about it in terms of our blessing. So we're on the blessing call. You are, I have offered my prayer. That's an outflow. I've asked you to follow up with your prayer to be targeted. The blessing givers and I are conveying the energy of the blessing. That's all an out-breath. And we actually ask you to sit at the end of it and just receive. And then go and lay down. And don't think about anything. Just be a blank slate, a receiver. Okay? And you do that. All right. Now, the blessings will start coming back to you. Maybe immediately, but maybe not. It may take all afternoon or a few days, maybe even a week before you begin to notice the blessings coming back to you. And as they do, what I want you to notice is what happens in your life. See, that's the fourth phase. What's happening now? How is this changing your life for the better? And then you begin to think, wow, this is the way life works. This is especially important for those of us in the United States because we are very much an instant gratification society. You know, we go more and more toward instant cook, instant pay, instant send the message, you know, text, email. We don't go through the postal service anymore, at least not often unless we're sending a check. And even that, we've got all kinds of instant ways to do that. So we like everything to be instant. Well, just think of it this way. God, the creator of everything has the ability to be instant, has the ability to be there even before you ask, already knows what you need. But actually, if he's going to move the universe around to bring the blessings and the benefits of the universe, this may have to flow through time and space. Because often it involves material needs that you need. You need to find the right new place to work. You need to find the right new place to live. Maybe the right doctor. You need to have an opportunity to learn about something that's challenging you and do something about it. Well, that requires processing time and space to move through the universe. And our Creator, our Father, Lord of our lives, has all access to everything. And He might need to move something over here, all the way from Singapore to reach you. And He would. He could. You have to allow for this comeback to be what it needs to be. And then, so that you don't miss it, this is important, so that you don't miss it, you have to be alert. Because most of us have actually missed thousands of miracles that came to us, and we didn't see them. We didn't pick them up off the plate, and we didn't even know that it was a miracle intended for us to use. Because sometimes, the miracles that actually come to us are not exactly what we ask for. What we wanted were results, but sometimes we think we know the process that's necessary to get those results. Well, my friends, I'll tell you something. If we knew the correct process to get those results, we'd already have them. The problem is we don't know what the process is to get the results we want. We know the results we want, but if we knew the process, we'd already be there. Okay? So when these miracles, these benefits, these blessings come into us, you've got to be very mindful, because they may come in packages we didn't expect. People we didn't think we needed to have in our life. Be open. You've got to be open in the fourth quarter so that you really do open the packages, flip the pages, turn the rocks over, look at where the sundial is, and say, you know, I had this dream about a sundial when it was supposed to strike 4 o'clock. Something was supposed to happen to me then. You start looking around and by golly, there it is. So, think about your dreams, your messages, all kinds of things that may have come into your life so that you are alert to the packages being sent to you. Unannounced, without specific entitlements written on the package. It's meant for you or it wouldn't have come. But you don't know what's inside till you open it. Okay. Well, that was my message for today, because I thought that it actually could enhance the totality of your blessing experience, not just today, but in the coming days ahead of you as you receive and assimilate the benefits of your blessings. So now that we have, that I have taken up this much time, we're going to open our line and we're going to ask for your requests for prayers or blessings. Okay? And we are going to open the line to Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Glenda. I would just like to give thanks and gratitude for some understanding and clarity I just received this afternoon about a health situation, and it's to do with anxiety and something I was holding on to that was causing a problem, and I've just got some clarity on it, and I would just like an extra blessing to help move this through my body and for me to get stronger. I'm a little depleted and I just need some backup to bring myself back to strength and fullness of life again, because I've been going through something and now I understand a lot more about what that was, and now I just need to heal from everything. So I would,
okay.
Yeshua knows all about it, so
of course
just ask for a blessing for my healing. Thank you.
You've got it. And that's really the key. The fact is, everybody, God already knows what you need. Yeshua already knows what you need. But we are told many times, actually, in the Bible, you must ask. Why? Because they will not interfere in what you might need to learn a few things on your own. Now, it looks to me, Elizabeth, like you just got through learning a few things on your own. And you're ready to act. Okay. And one of the little exercises I find very helpful in situations like this is I remember back to a time before I had, let's just say, in your case, that anxiety, and really, really inhale the breath of what that feels like to not have it. And then I fast forward to a point in the future where I can see it gone. And I really, really inhale the beauty of that feeling. So the Alpha and the Omega are there, and then the process is up to God.
Thank you. That's very helpful. Thank you.
I think it will actually help you. Okay, my dear.
Thank you.
Blessings to you, and you're in my heart.
Thank you, Glenda.
Okay. We have Eva. Hello, Eva.
Hi, this is Eva, yeah. And hello, Glenda, and everybody else. I appreciate all your help. And I was doing better, and I got back to some pain. And, well, I've had the pain for a while, but trying to let go, and I still need some help with that. Because when I do more, which I'm trying to do more, I'm trying to walk more, which therapy says I need to do, and pain and me do not, they're not always, well, what should I say? I know you know all about pain, but I'm waiting for it to leave me, and hopefully for good, but we'll see. But then I just noticed something which made me feel better a little bit ago when my daughter was down here, and I stood up, and I realized that I could stand straighter than I had been standing before. And I thought, well, gee, maybe even the chiropractor told me that my structure was getting better, so that made me feel good, but it didn't feel better. So I thought, gee, why is this? Then when I realized that I could stand straighter, that, well, maybe this is getting better than I thought. So I appreciate that. And hopefully that will keep on going. But anyway,
all progress is good, Eva. It's all good. And
what's that?
I said all progress is good.
Yeah.
And masters of the Far East tell us that patience is one of the best pain relievers in existence.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they say. And it's a little hard for me, but at times when I have actually brought up my courage to be patient, I found it does work. And I think the reason it does is when we're impatient, we're pushing against the problem and creating more resistance to the problem. And what does that add up to? It adds up to pain. Now, it doesn't mean that patients will completely cure it, but it makes it easier to endure. And I found, I think this is true, is we don't speed up anything by being impatient.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, really, we don't. It requires a little bit of courage and self-control to be patient. And it does actually help. It really does.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the great things in our life are going to happen in God's timing, not in ours. And it will happen. I totally see you healed. I totally see you well, Eva. I really do. I see it. And I don't think you realize how hard you worked during the years you were serving the needs of your husband. You worked harder than you know you did because you were working from love. And when we work from love, we don't notice how hard we're working. Every mother who's ever been a mother can tell you that. She didn't know she could work that hard and doesn't even know how hard she does work because she works from love. Okay? And I don't realize how hard you worked, but now it's your turn to take care of yourself. And you're getting an opportunity to realize how much you have to heal. So just think of how much Charlie must be loving you in heaven for all you did for him. And take his love in for you. And think about the angels and Yeshua and God loving you for all you've done for others. And let them take care of you. Okay?
Well, that sounds good. Thank you. Yeah. It's hard to... It's easier for me, like, to want to be well so that I can go and help people again, where it feels like I'm not able to do that very well now. So,
well,
because I guess
Eva. You've got to have faith that talks. Faith is
right,
the part
more
of the deceased son. Okay?
More patience, yes. More patience.
Yes.
All right.
And,
well,
all right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank
we love you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
And
I
we're
going to
take our next question from, let's see, who are we? From Caroline. Hello, Caroline.
Hi. Well, just listening to Eva reminded me of dealing with pain, Norman Cousins, who was in excruciating pain from ankylosing spondylitis, and he found that humor gave him times of being pain-free. I think he's on record as saying that 10 minutes of hearty laughter from watching The Stooges, Three Stooges, and comedy movies gave him actually 2 hours of pain-free sleep. And apparently, eventually, mm-hmm. he managed to be almost entirely pain-free. So I would say humor and comedy might be a good thing for Eva. I don't know whether you agree with that or not, but that's what I would
say. It certainly can't hurt.
And so I'm so grateful, obviously, to everything you do from all it ranges from near misses on the road to having more opportunities with my writing and speaking work, and I'm just grateful how things turn out, and I do try to sort of give thanks whenever I notice that kind of stuff happening. And what I would like to ask for today is a blessing for somebody that is an acquaintance. I don't know him very well. He doesn't know I'm asking for this. His name is Scott. He's a very brave man who's coming out with some stuff that has been censored. Publicly speaking about these things. And as a result, it looks like there have been moves against him, and he's suffering health effects from what appears to be poisoning. Pretty serious stuff. So I would like a blessing for Scott to help him recover and to give him a little bit of armor so that he's protected in future. So that's the main blessing I would like today.
Okay. We'll have him in our hearts. Thank you, Carolyn.
And then the final thing mm-hmm. is, would you mind repeating the details of the Blessing Givers call that's taking place later today?
It's on the same call line at 4:30 Central Time.
4:30 Central today. At the end. Mm-hmm. So as soon as we finish the regular call, we just stay on for that, right?
Well, you take your time to rest and receive, and then you call. Okay.
Oh, right. After all the meditation and the blessing and all of that. Yeah.
We
right.
are ending.
Thank you.
Yes. These days, everybody, we are ending at 4:00. And from
okay.
now on, we will end at 4:00. So, but ending only the conversation at 4:00. Then we have
okay.
the conveyance of the blessing. Okay.
Great. All right.
All right.
Well, thank you so
That's
much, Glenda.
Terrible.
And that's it for me. I'll let you get on to the next caller.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We have Ruggiero.
Christine. It's Christine from Houston, Texas. Yes, and I always have to express my sincerest, deepest gratitude to you because it amazes me how life brought you to me in my hour of deepest need, and you've supported me with, you know, past recordings, every week's call. I mean, with so many things, it's incredible. So thank you very much. I really just need a couple of blessings for my mother, who is about to have cataract surgery, and she has mental illness, and I'm not quite sure she understands she's going to be awake during the surgery, and I'm really nervous about that. So I just pray Joshua can kind of hold her hand and let her be calm through the procedure. And
yes.
My dear friend's mother had emergency knee surgery last week and is in terrible pain. And my friend is just, her heart's broken watching her mother go through it. So those two blessings and continuing to help my sweet friend that lost her 18-year-old daughter. I just really quickly want to share with you, I asked for help 1 week, and then that week I somehow found the exact things to say to help her laugh, and I was like, that's because I asked for a blessing.
That's
I
right.
I asked for. So I was
that's,
like, that is amazing. So,
that's exactly so. What I was saying. You've got to be alert because the blessings are coming back to you. but they just may not come in the packages you thought they would be.
Yes, they just came in the form of the exact words to say in the exact moments I needed to say them, and gave my friend great comfort, and it was wonderful. So that's all I ask for today, and I just I thank you from every cell of my being for what you're doing, every atom.
God bless you. God bless you, my dear, and thank you for being part of our beautiful community. So we love you, and we hope that you'll always join us.
And, yes, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, now we'll go on to, I believe it's Samantha.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Mary Beth.
Oh, Mary Beth, okay. I did not recognize you on the caller ID. Okay.
Right. I just have two requests. One, I'm having major dental work on Tuesday. I'm getting my teeth out and getting dentures put in, finally. Mm-hmm. I've already received one blessing. The dentist is giving me a 15% discount.
Oh, good.
So I would, yes, I would like blessing that everything goes smoothly. And then the other request is for my sister, Susan. She has had major health issues for quite a while. She's already had cancer twice, and that's been gone, and back surgery. And now she just had an MRI done and found a lesion in her liver and her pancreas. So she needs to have more testing done. So I'd like to have some blessings for her also.
Okay. She's on my list in my heart. And, of course, Yeshua already knows. So
yes.
Thank you for asking. It's very important. It is.
Yes.
We can ask for anyone. It doesn't have to just be a family member, a close friend, our sweetheart, husband, wife, children. It could be anyone. We can ask for them.
Well, we might as well ask for my mom, too. She's 93 as of two weeks ago. She has Lewy body dementia. Her name is Jerry, and she's in memory care.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, God
that's
bless
you. That's been a challenge to all of us. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for me.
Okay. All right.
Thank
nice
you.
Dear. Well, it's good to hear your voice.
Thank
and you.
You
take care of yourself now. Bye-bye. Good.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Many blessings with your surgery.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We have Nancy. Hello, Nancy.
Hello. Hello, hello. Okay. I need blessings for my sister. She is going to have brain surgery on the 25th. They're going to go in and take out a tip of her frontal lobe. I don't know what that means, but
oh my goodness.
Yeah. I'm going to get crowns, new crowns, dental crowns. But, and today, my friend and I were up to Shenanigans. We found, cedar blocks for, and been lifting them up. So, a blessing for our backs.
Oh, okay.
We're probably hurting.
Yeah.
But most of you were my sister. Yes. Good things happen, even though bad things, but, you know, good things, you know, you just got to get through them so that, you know, things will be better
exactly.
On the other side.
There is no such thing in this life without goodness. Goodness is everywhere. Goodness is all around us. The problem is we get stuck. We're looking at the same old thing, and it's not so good right now. So we don't just want it shift and go to where the goodness is. You can always find goodness, my friends, always.
Oh, yeah.
And
I have
our
cedar blocks.
Is good. You what?
I have papers. I have papers and cedar blocks.
Okay, dear. Well, you have them. All right. You take care of yourself now.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Glenn. Thank
and
you so much.
With your happy heart. Okay. It's always good to see a happy heart. I love that. All right, dear. And we're going to take our next caller, who is Ken. Hello, Ken.
Oh, how are you today, Glenda?
Doing great. Thank you.
That's great to hear. I have a few things that I kind of would kind of request a blessing for. There's actually been three big things that have taken place all in the last week or two. And the first is that the last sister on my mother's side just passed away. She actually passed away in November. And so I had the opportunity to go back to fly out with a kind of family reunion for the memorial service, and it was beautiful. It was an absolute wonderful time. It was great to see everybody. And so the first thing is a blessing for everybody within the Peck family. The Peck is the mother's side name, and I kind of want to protect their privacy, so I'm not going to give the father's side names. So everybody in the Peck family, just so that we can continue with the care and the affection and the connection and the love and the care that those women gave to all of us, and to really kind of continue the family legacy that I think that all of those women would have wanted us to have. So that's number one. The second thing is that I have been battling a disease in my head, my brain, my nervous system for over 50 years. And I feel like I've actually almost 60 years, as a matter of fact. And I feel like I'm very, very, very close to the end of this. And so this is like monumental for me. It's like literally waking up for the very first time at age 63 and saying, I'm seeing the world through fresh eyes, truly, physically, literally through fresh eyes. And so my blessing for me is to just help me along this process, allow my path to be easily recognized, easily understood, and to just have simple things come in and support me in this new direction that I feel like I'm being called to take on, but I don't even really know what it is, so that I can do it more effectively and be true to myself and be true to Yeshua and, you know, our Creator and everything else around, because I want unity, I want synchrony, I want everything, my place in the universe to work well.
Yeah. Amen.
And be the right place. Yeah, be the right place at the right time. And so that's number two. And number three is a little harder. In the same vein of number two, I have a relationship that I've had for a number of years that I feel like that we're kind of at a crossroads. And it's a very beautiful woman and her son, but I'm just not sure that with all of these changes taking place that we're still well suited for each other. And I want us both to be able to find our true place in life and our true place of security and safety. I want both of us to find the right fit, regardless of whether it's with us or not is irrelevant. So her name is Maria, her son's name is Jonathan. And I just want us to be able to find what's right down the road. And so a blessing for
prayer.
That.
It really is. That's a beautiful prayer. That's a prayer with real love in it. And, you know, the whole world loves a lover. So you will be supported in that prayer. Just keep it going.
Thank you, Glenda.
You're so welcome. And I'm just amazed with the progress you're making, Ken. It's just absolutely fabulous. Just fabulous. Thank you, God. And everything you ask for is really a beautiful example of things unfolding in God's timing. In God's timing. And a theme I would like to point out in relation to all of your requests is how much you appreciate what you have in your life. You appreciated your mother's side of the family, the lovely women, you appreciate the changes happening in your own neurological system. You appreciate your partner. It's this wonderful appreciation. And let me tell you and everybody else what the word appreciate really means. It means the opposite of diminishing, really. It means expanding, growing, and developing. That's what appreciation means. As we appreciate, there's no way we're going to lose anything. Appreciation is the rocket fuel for growth. It really is. It causes expansion, development, and more goodness to occur in your life. That's true for everyone. It's true even for a rosebud. It's true for everything that is living. Appreciation brings us more. So thank you, Ken. That was just a wonderful request with nothing but positive energy. I so appreciate that.
Yeah. You know, just one final thing. It's like at the end of the road, after you've been through all these different things, I feel like that sense of appreciation is literally the only thing that you can be once you get rid of everything else. It's the only thing that's left. And yet at the same time, it's the very first thing. So it's the first and the last and the only all the way through it from start to finish.
It sure is. It's how you start everything in life that's going to work. And it's how you celebrate the fact that it did work.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome, Ken, and thank you for sharing your success and your positive savoring of life with us. We appreciate that so much. All right. Well, let's come on with our next caller, and that would be, is it Samantha? Let's see. You already spoke. Okay.
I didn't actually. I didn't actually speak yet.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, my name came up, but someone else spoke. So, can I speak now?
Absolutely. I'm so sorry that little mess up happened for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for this blessing call. It's been a while since I've been on with it. And it's really lovely. Today is the first day of the new Chinese New Year, or Water Rabbit Year, which is a very gentle and kind energy. So I would like to ask a blessing that everybody on the whole planet has a gentle and kind year starting today.
We really need that. We surely do.
Including all of the non-human
species. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And for myself, I have COVID right now, so this my husband and my son are just asking for our family and our extended family to somehow to heal quickly and be able to return to all the love that we can give out in the world easily and quickly. And then I'm starting a new job, actually, and just ended one and starting another one. And I'm asking for a blessing that it just really goes beautifully and that I am a conduit for Yeshua's love and consciousness to come through in the most effective way, and then it be a real win-win-win for everybody involved, and then it be a financial blessing for me as well. And then I also would like to ask a blessing from my mother, Heather Scott, who had a 2.5-week stay at the hospital with me, and she's had a kind of a long recovery time. They found a node in her throat that they say is cancer that she's intending to heal right now. through prayer, actually. And I would just ask that she really receive a full healing of her throat, the node into the throat, and whatever spiritual growth and emancipation comes in that process that allows that physical healing to occur beautifully and quickly.
Also, I appreciate the beautiful, generous, loving space that you're giving.
Well, all of these things we've got in our hearts, and they will be in our prayers. So thank you for sharing what's happening in your life and what your needs are. God already knows, but it's important that you ask. In asking, you will receive. Just be very watchful for these blessings as they come to you, that you catch them all and apply them to an even greater goodness that will come from that. So we are so happy to have you here, and I'm glad I finally captured your call so that we didn't miss it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And let's see, we will take our next caller now, who is Lorraine Lewis. Hello, Lorraine.
Hi, Glenda and everyone. Two quick things. I wanted to follow up on last week's request that to give thanks for an answered blessing request for that woman in Texas who needed the funds to do advance rent to get a place, and the money came through, and I found that out a few days ago, and I'm assuming she's found the right place to live, or she will any minute now. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah,
we are so happy.
I know it was similar, like you said, to something you went through, so it was so reassuring to that, yes, it didn't work. So anyway, thank you for that. And then, since you're emphasizing asking, for myself, I had a little bit of a trip bringing in groceries. It was dark, and I had the lights on. Anyway, I bonked my knee pretty good, and I'm okay. Thank God and the angels, it's not too bad, but healing for that is welcome. So thank you very much.
Oh, yes, and you pamper it because, our joints can actually build up fluid even if they were just bruised. And then the fluid that builds up causes more damage than the fall did. So you pamper it, take care of it, okay, and give it a chance to just be loved and get back to normal.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome so much. All right. And our next caller is Helen. Hello,
Helen. Oh, my
goodness.
Can you hear me?
I sure do.
Hi. Well, I was going to cancel my question, but then I really have been wanting us to do a blessing on all the amazing people who are fighting for our increased knowledge in how to deal with these attacks on our health and our country and our constitution and liberties, and to give these warriors of spiritual positions and also warriors of, of wanting to fight for our defense, to have courage and to have more of whatever they need to keep on fighting, because there, a lot of doctors are under attack for telling us the truth about what we can do to help ourselves. And Dr. Rashid Buttar, for example, an amazing healer, he's been healing cancer and they attacked him and he's been poisoned. And Dr. Brian Ardis, who's been spreading the news about the envenomation from the Italian studies, I ask Yeshua to give them strength and courage to persevere and to save them. Amen.
Yes, and we will ask the angels to give them cover. When you see anything or anyone fighting for good, a great thing to do is call an angel to them. That's what angels help us through. They do. Really. And Archangel Michael, he has a sword of fire. He can cut through any kind of adversity and get to the heart of truth. That's what his sword is all about, is bringing truth into a situation so that the conflict ends. In the presence of truth, you can't have any conflict. And So we call on him for the truth, and then we call on Gabriel for revelation, and we call on Raphael for healing. The angels are here to help us in so many, many ways. Now, we don't pray to the angels. That's something to remember. Treat the angels as your best friends. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Sit down and have tea with them and say, can I talk to you? You know, I want to get this off my chest. And see which angel shows up to talk to you. And
wow.
They will. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can coffee table with angels.
But do you have a book on that? Do you have a book on all the angels?
No. I don't. I probably should write one, but I don't.
That's
I'm just
nice.
Giving you what I know. Well, Helen, there's a reason I'm saying this right now, and that is because this session that we do on Sunday, this is for God, and this is for Yeshua.
Okay.
To them we pray. To them we pray, and we don't bring polarities into them. They are, what they do for us is lift us above the polarities of the world. And a lot of people, and I really need to say this for all of us because it pertains to every single person in this call and in the world. Our worst times come when we get sucked into a fight. Because we're getting sucked down into the world. And the answer is rise above. We have a seminar on that called The Only Way Out Is Up, and it's still archived online. But we're a long ways away from ending discussion of that message, because this is exactly what Yeshua came to the earth to do, is to show us the way out. And he did so with his resurrection. He was willing to die on the cross, but he didn't get sucked down. He flew up, and that is the way our miracles come to us. They lift us up from the problem. They don't take us into a fight with the problem. They lift us above the problem. And I would, my angle on everything you ask is that, one, call the angels, send the angels in. My other take on it would be, let's pray that all of these vigilant souls be lifted above the conflict so that they can really apply their talents, their knowledge, and their wisdom in the best possible way that is safe for them and beneficial for the rest of us. Does that make sense, Ellen?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's actually, that was a very good question, but I just needed to redirect it because that's what our blessing call is all about. It's about getting all of us above the conflict of the world.
Yes.
Now, naturally, everything we talk about in terms of our request, it's going to involve a few footprints from the world because that's the cause of all our problems. So we're going to bring a few of those footprints in no matter what we ask. And that's okay. It's just we're not going to bring the conflicts in because the purpose of what we do is to rise above the conflict. So we are right at, we're at 3:59.
Yes.
It doesn't get much more perfect than that.
Good.
Thanks. Is there any more you wanted to ask?
No, I'm happy with what you said.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, get to know your angels, and sometimes we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay.
But let's get on with our blessing. It's time. And if you're wondering how I get messages from other people around the world, well, they send emails to me ahead of time. So I've got their requests. They've already asked and I've got them. And they're just waiting to be part of our blessing. So let's do it together. And I hope that all of you realize what a privilege it is to be connected literally around the world with people who are asking for the same thing you are, essentially it's the same, and that is to be lifted above problems of the world. That's essentially what every request is about. And what a privilege it is to have this chain of connection around the world. I am so blessed and so grateful, so appreciative. And actually, you have no idea who might actually pray a prayer for you that gets the job done. You have no idea. So let's pray for all of us, and that we may all together be lifted up to this higher plane on which a new earth will be created that is greater than anything we know in the world today. So amen to that. And let's just shake out. Let's get relaxed. Everybody stretch their legs out. Turn your head. Move your neck. Get limber. And stretch your arms. Take a deep breath. So I'm creating quietness here so that we can have this quiet time together and receive the blessings of God. So let's just look at the amazement of life. The amazement of you. Even in our most troubled times, my friend, you are amazing. You are an amazing creation. And you just need to sometimes express your gratitude for that. And it's okay to feel great about yourself. That's not ego. That's appreciation. That's thanking God for His creation of your life. And it's wonderful to step outside the door, open the window, look up at the blue sky or the starlit heavens at night and just thank God and be amazed that you're here. We have no idea how enormous this universe is. And we're just a little speck in it. The whole planet is just a little speck in it. And yet we are able to behold everything that is given to us to see, to touch, to even contemplate. It's all there. And it's all part of your life. It's all part of your supply. Now breathe it in. Take that thought with you into your lungs and hold it. And now just release it. I'd like you to start your four square breath now to get ready for our blessing, and I'll guide you through the first one, then I will start my prayer to Yeshua. Let's exhale to the count of four, and pause to the count of four. Bring the breath of life back into yourself to the count of four. And now assimilate it to the count of four. And continue. Dear Yeshua, Son of God, the one who has seen everything that God has laid open to behold, the one who was there at the beginning and is with us through everlasting life, our brother, our guide, our teacher, our champion, who holds us up to victory in all things. We thank you. We thank you for just honoring us with your presence, making us strong with your faith in us, giving us the courage to face adversity without thinking that we have to fight it. We thank you for the light within us that will shine even in our darkest moments. And we thank you for our community, which is now stretching around the world, and for every person in it. We all have different challenges and problems, and yet they all come down to one basic thing, is to fulfill our creation as a child of God. And that's what you came to teach us. Always being with us, everlasting and evermore. Amen. Now, will everyone on this call begin your prayer so that you direct the energy of the blessing into your life and your situations in life? And blessing givers, stand with me and let's begin the blessing together.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now I want you to go and rest. Be quiet. Be still. Be silent. And let the blessings of God be written upon your heart and your life, that you may receive them deeply into your being, and they may begin manifesting in your life. Okay, bye-bye for now. Much love to all of you, and I look forward to being with you again next week.